我们要感谢你，让我们进入第三晚的布道会。
Lord, we thank you for allowing us to enter into the third evening of evangelical service.
让我们在这里来传扬你要降恩典给世人大好的消息。
That here we can proclaim the good news that you want us to proclaim to all people.
凡是心灵饥渴的都可以来到你的面前。
Whoever a soul is thirsting and hungry can come before you.
要让他们得到满足。
And you will fill them.
应许我们在你里面能够得到喜乐
，and you promise that in you we shall receive joy。
你也应许让我们里面在你里面得到平安
，as a promise that we will also receive peace in you。
主啊，你预备了诸般的恩典给我们
，Lord, you have prepared for us abundant blessings。
求主耶稣，你打开我们的心门
，Lord, please open up our minds and our hearts。
让我们来认识。你就是我们得福气的开始。
That we can come to acknowledge you as the beginning or the source of our the blessings.
求主带领祝福我们晚上的布道会。
Lord, may you personally guide and lead tonight's service.
让每一个预备心来的都能够有所收获。
So that all who have come here with a heart prepared to listen to you can receive a harvest.
愿荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
May all the glory and praises be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
今天晚上我们要先请唱诗班的献诗。接下去再继续请田传道来证道。
This evening we'll invite the Irvine Choir to present a few hymns and then followed by Preacher Tian's testimony.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证分享。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I bear witness here.
首先欢迎慕道朋友及弟兄姐妹来参加。
First of all, I'd like to welcome all of our friends as well as our family and members.
同时我们也非常谢谢Irvine 教会的成人诗班所献的诗歌。
At the same time, we like to thank the Irvine Adult Choir for the wonderful hymns they presented.
今晚跟大家谈分享的是主。
With everyone is God grant us joy.
我们人没有办法为自己制造真正的喜乐。
As human beings, we're unable to create joy for ourselves.
例如，我们买新车，高兴一阵子，过了一段时间就不再高兴了。
For example, if we buy a new car, we may be happy for a little while, and after that while has passed, we're no longer happy.
我们买新房子，过了一阵子就不太会整理了。
And if we buy a new house, after a while, we won't have the urge to clean it anymore.
有些人很期待要结婚。
And some people look forward to getting married.
结婚的前几天可以说晚上睡不着，体力还是很好的。
You can say that they're full of energy and vitality a couple of days before the wedding.
可是结婚过后啊，那个大家在思想上，在许多的毛病上了解之后，那种快乐就不会像当天那么快乐。
But after the marriage, after you get to know each other's nuances and habits, that kind of elation or that kind of anticipation is no longer fresh.
世上的人事物环境啊，没有办法永远的带给人真正的喜乐。
And so the people, the things of this world cannot truly bring us joy.
何况我们遇到天灾。这个地变人祸会把我们的喜乐给夺走哎。
And especially if we encounter any kind of natural disasters or tragedies, it will take away that joy.
印尼的大地震啊，就波及到附近国家的城市。
The great earthquake in Indonesia also caused much damage to nearby cities.
也死了不少人。
And many people perished.
台湾的九二一大地震呢，造成那个晚上全部都是黑暗，那种恐慌，那种惧怕。
And the great earthquake on September 21st in Taiwan caused everything to go pitch black, and everyone was afraid.
夺走了2000多条的人命。
And it took away 2,000 lives.
日本的311大地震也造成了很大的损害。
The great earthquake in Japan on March 11th also caused severe damage.
在大陆汶川大地震，有些城市到现在还没有办法恢复。
And the great earthquake in China, destroyed so many cities that they're still unable to recover at this time.
这些不能恢复的城市被称作死城。
And these cities that were unable to be rebuilt are considered dead cities.
也是造成了许多的伤亡。
And also caused a lot of lives to be lost.
这些都是人类的能力无法抗拒的因素。
These are all factors that human beings cannot resolve.
但是它却是夺走了许多家庭的一个欢乐。
and yet it's able to take away all of the happiness and joy of a family. And it can rob the hope of many families.
所以人活在这世界真的是不能拥有这个真正的喜乐。
So as human beings, we live on this earth, but we're unable to obtain true joy.
我们来看圣经也有谈到有关喜乐的问题。
Let's look in the scriptures and see what it says concerning joy.
请看箴言15章。
Please turn to Proverbs 15.
15章的13节。
Proverbs 15, verse 13.
15章13节。
Proverbs 15, verse 13.
这里说心中喜乐面带笑容。
Here it says, a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance.
心中忧伤，使骨枯干。
But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken.
所以 你心中如果喜乐, 其实也很难掩盖住你喜乐的笑容啊。
So if your heart is cheerful, it's hard to hide that, that cheerfulness on your countenance.
那我们再来看这个14章的13节。
Let's also read chapter 14, verse 13.
14章13节。
14, verse 13.
人在喜笑中, 心也有忧愁, 快乐至极, 就生愁苦。
Even in laughter, the heart may sorrow, and the end of mirth may be grief.
这个我们大人最会装啊。
This is something that adults know very well.
明明心里不舒服, 但是脸上却要装着一副很自然的笑脸。
Because even though we're not feeling well inside, but yet we keep a cheerful countenance on our face.
有些人在娱乐中啊, 追求享受, 结果到头来却生出忧伤来。
Some people seek pleasure in entertainment, but yet it ends up producing a sorrow.
在台湾有一个议员啊, 他参加竞选了。
There is a celebrity in Taiwan that campaigned for political office. He campaigned to be a congressman. And he was vying to be a candidate to the Congress. And his opponent was not easily defeated. He defeated his opponent easily and he was elected.
他第一次到那个议会的办公室坐的时候, 很高兴啊。
And he was very elated when he first went into his congressional office.
他坐在办公室里面大笑几声啊。
And he sat in his office and he laughed loudly.
就这样子死在那个办公室的椅子上面啊。
And just like that, he died in that office.
所以他的孩子太太都这样说啊。
And his family the family said, well, if we knew that this would happen, it's better if he not get elected. And he laughed loudly at his chair for a couple of seconds, and just like that, he died.
所以当人真的抓住了让你高兴的事情, 也不代表是永远的喜乐。
So even when people are able to grasp onto something that makes them happy, that isn't true joy.
真正的喜乐乃是从主耶稣这边赏赐给人的。
But true joy comes from Jesus who blesses us with it.
我们就来从三个方向来看一看。
And we can see this from three aspects.
为什么会这样讲？
And why do I say so?
我们来看这个约翰福音的16章。
Let's turn to John 16.
约翰福音16章。
John chapter 16.
16章的23节24节。
John 16 verses 23 and 24.
23节24节。
John 16,
23, 24. 在这里啊, 主耶稣亲自这样讲。
Lord Jesus says here,
他说你们向来不奉我的名求什么。
He says, in that day you will ask me nothing.
但是现在却要奉主的名来求。
But whatever, but now you will say it in my name.
并且要有求有祈求就必得着。
And if you ask, the Father will give it to you.
叫你们的心喜乐可以得到满足。
So that you will receive and that your joy may be full.
你找人帮忙啊, 这个喜乐很有限啊。
If you find someone to help you, that joy can only is still limited.
你在祷告中奉耶稣的名, 找这位耶稣基督啊, 你的喜乐可以满足耶。
But in prayer, when you ask the Lord Jesus to help you, that joy can be made full.
的确是如此啊。
It is indeed so.
在圣经里面记载,
In the Bible, it records.
当门徒们奉耶稣的名字叫这个天生瘫痪的起来行走。
When the disciples told the lame to the sick to get up and walk in the Lord's name.
奉耶稣基督的名叫他起来行走。哎。
And they in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they commanded the person to stand up and walk.
人的帮助只是把他天天背来圣殿门门口这个地方。
And human beings can, or man can only help that person by carrying them to the beautiful gate.
拿一些东西来帮。
And they can only bring things to them, to the person to help them.
他真正喜欢得到的是什么？
But what did that person truly need?
跟大家一样能够起来走路啊。
It is to be like the other people, to stand up and to walk.
但是人给的帮助非常有限啊。
But human assistance is limited.
我们看到主耶稣的门徒奉耶稣基督的名叫他起来行走，他就走着跳着，当场好起来。
See, Jesus' disciples commanded him to stand up and walk in the Lord's name, and he indeed did so.
所以寻找耶稣是一个很好的管道。
And so seeking after Lord Jesus is a very good channel.
让我们能够真正的去享受在他里面的一个真实的快乐。
For it can allow us to truly enjoy that true joy and peace.
第二个方法。
And the second.
要得着在他里面真正的喜乐。
The second way to receive a true joy in Him.
我们来看这个约翰一书的约翰三书。
Let's turn to Third John.
约翰三书的三节四节。
Third John chapter three and four.
约翰三书的三节四节。
Third John three and four.
我们看那个约翰三书的三节四节哈。
Third John 3 and 4.
这里这样告诉我们呢。
Tells us here.
他说有弟兄来证明你心里所存的真理，正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜乐了。
For I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
我听见我的女儿按真理而行，我的喜乐没有比这个再大了。
And he has no greater joy than to hear that his children walk in truth.
他告诉我们说，约翰长老告诉我们
，Elder John tells us,
按真理而行啊，会得着很大的喜乐。
That if you walk in the truth, you will receive great joy.
这个比你赚的全世界。来的要好啊。
This is better than gaining the world.
你赚了全世界，但是你不照圣经真理走啊，那种赚法也是让人很头痛。
If you gain the whole world but do not walk in the truth, it can cause you a lot of grief and heartache.
你只要一个人安安静静的想到神这边，你就会深深觉得对不起神了。
Because if you quiet down and think about God, you will know that you are embarrassed before Him.
但是按照真理来行啊，我的喜乐没有比这个再大的。
But if one were to walk in truth, there is no greater joy than that.
对一个虔诚的基督徒来讲
，For a devout Christian，
能够突破凡事照着神的真理走啊，这是一件值得喜乐的见证哎。
A person who can break through and walk in the truth according to the Lord, this is a worthy testimony.
所以圣经里头这样告诉我们，我们就这样来相信嘛。
The Bible tells us this, and that is what we believe.
你自然的会感受到那种喜乐，一直让你永远不止渴啊。
And naturally, that joy will exude in you that will never cause you to thirst.
因为从真理里面得着这样的一个快乐。
That will never be quenched because in the truth, you can find this joy.
我们要想一想这个喜乐的来源啊。
If we think about the origin of this joy.
你是因为钱财吗？
Is it because of our wealth?
因为人的帮助吗？
Is it because of other people's help?
因为这社会的人际关系吗？
Or the social connections you have in this world?
这些都很有限的。
These are all limited.
有一个总统啊，他到一个民间的家去拜访啊。
There was a president that visited a famous person's house.
结果他使用他们的厕所洗手间啊。
And he used their restroom.
各位知道吗？这个马桶在网络上标到多少？将近$30,000呢。
And this the toilet that he used was auctioned online for $30,000.
那个主人好高兴啊，希望这个马桶的钱能够再增加。
And the owner was very happy that he hopes that the value of that toilet can continue to rise.
可是这个总统一旦一卸任了，$200，没有人要那一个马桶了。
But once that president was no longer in office, was not in office, that toilet was worthless.
$200，没有人要那一个马桶啊。
And it was $200. Even at $200, nobody would want
to
buy
it. 所以人的喜乐来源啊，会随着社会的变迁啊，有所影响啊。
And so the source of people's joy will come and go according to different factors in their lives.
但是学习圣经神的道理啊， 那种喜乐，你每想一次就快乐一次。
But if you learn the truth in the Lord, every time you meditate or think about it, it will bring you great joy.
我们可以试看看。
We can try this.
的确是如此的。
And it is true.
这个跟世上的喜乐是完全不同的。
This kind of joy is different from the happiness that we feel on this earth.
第三个方向。
The third aspect.
我们请看这个罗马书的十四章。
Let's turn to Romans 14.
十四章的十七节。
Romans 14 verse 17.
十四章十七节。
Romans 14 verse 17.
十七节。
Verse 17.
这里说神的国度不在乎吃喝。
It says, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
只在乎公义和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
But righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里很清楚地把人的国度跟神的国度做了区别。
Here draws a stark contrast between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of man.
人的国度是在乎吃喝嘛。
Man's kingdom is in eating and drinking.
有了钱有了权势再来就饮食男女嘛。
If you have a wealth, if you have power, then you will enjoy yourselves by eating and drinking.
哎，这个就是人的世界啊。
This is the, a person's world.
你看那些有钱人有地位的人不是这样吗
Isn't this how the wealthy people, the people with great status enjoy themselves?
可是在神的国度的人啊他要超越这些事情啊
But the people in the kingdom of God, they need to transcend above these things.
他只在乎在神的国中的公义和平这个是从神的道理里面生发出来的
And all they care about is God's righteousness and his peace.
这里说并且是圣灵中的喜乐。
And it is joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以第三个谈到这个真正的喜乐要我们进入到神的国度里面。
So thirdly, when we're talking about joy, it wants us to enter into God's kingdom.
要羡慕要得到那圣灵中的喜乐。
We have to delve into it and receive the joy from the Holy Spirit.
也就是有神同在的一种喜乐。
Which is the joy that comes from the abidance of God.
这种喜乐是很难用世界的金钱财富去买得的。
And this kind of joy cannot be purchased with the money in this world.
叫体验的人能够一辈子一生受用哎。
This is for those who have experienced it, they will have it forever.
从这个三个方向，真的会带给我们相信从主来赏赐人真正的喜乐。
From these three aspects, we can see the true joy that is obtained through Jesus Christ.
有一个姐妹。
It was a sister.
她跟她先生孩子全家都是信主的。
And she and her family and her kids were all believers.
她有一个爸爸86岁。
She has a father at 86 years old.
是别的教派的。
And he belonged to a different denomination.
这个姐妹非常孝顺。
And she was filial.
她希望她爸爸能够来真耶稣教会慕道。
She hoped and longed that her father would come to the True Jesus Church to seek the truth.
但是女儿告诉爸爸说：“你去体验在真耶稣教会真正的喜乐。”
She invited her father to experience the true joy in the True Jesus Church.
这个爸爸他没有这份心。
But the father did not have the heart to do it.
他有一天就这样想。
And so one day she thought,
我这个女儿比别人的孩子更加孝顺。
She says, I am more filial than other daughters, other children.
为什么谈到宗教的时候，他一定要我过来真耶稣教会来听听道理？
How is it that when we talk about religion, they always want me to go and believe in the True Jesus Church?
他实在想不通。
And so he could not figure it out.
到底是什么宗教力量啊，让这个女儿有这样的一个心思意念啊？
So it was actually the father that was thinking these thoughts and wondering what kind of religion allows her daughter to have this kind of.
他就跟他女儿这样说。
And so he ended up telling his daughter.
今天晚上我跟你去你的教会。
He says, tonight I will go with you to your church.
女儿好高兴啊。
And the daughter was very
joyful.
And because she had interceded a long time for her father.
哎，所以她向神祷告说：“主啊，求你让她体验真正的喜乐见证啊。”
So she prayed to God, saying, "Please allow him to experience that testimony of joy."
这个爸爸已经有几十年的瞎眼了，看不到。
The father has been blind for decades now.
86岁。
He was 86.
头发一头满白的
and his hair had all were all gray.
结果我们在教会办，刚好那天晚上办这个定期的诗歌布道会。
And it happened that that night was the scheduled hymnal praise and worship.
我们每个月都会办这个定期的乐布道会。
And this was a monthly musical and praise worship.
他把他的爸爸坐在最前面那一排。
So she brought her father to the front row.
印象还很深刻，他爸爸拄着拐杖。 在那边很认真地听，每一句话都是点头。
And a deep impression that Father was sitting in the first row with his cane, and every word that every sentence that was spoken, he would nod his head.
我们这里有时候点头不小心都变成钓鱼。
And sometimes people you know get tired, they also nod their head and.
可是这个爸爸八十六岁不是这样啊。
But this father was not falling asleep.
他反而听懂哎。
But rather, he understood everything that was spoken.
几十年听懂台上讲的。
A person that was blind for many, many years, he understood what was being spoken on the
pulpit. 在那一次的祷告啊，他坐着祷告。
So in that prayer, he sat and prayed.
一按手，他就得到宝贵的圣灵啊。
Right when the hand was laid on him, he received
the
precious Holy Spirit.
他就跟他的女儿说：“怎么这么慢？”告诉我，
And he says to his daughter, "Why did you tell me this such a wonderful thing so late?"
这个女儿说：“我常常叫你来，你不来啊。
”She says, "I often urge you to go, but you just wouldn't go."
我的爸爸好高兴啊。
And the father was joyous.
终于有一天决定要受洗了。
So one day he made the determination to receive baptism.
一个瞎眼神让他看到异象。
A person who was blind, God allowed him to see a vision.
我们在洗礼的那个河流啊。
In the stream, in the river that where we conduct baptism.
他看到那个河流的底下有很多的珍珠宝啊。
He witnessed many precious jewels and treasures at the bottom of the stream.
他讲的那个情况啊，就是启示录第四章。荣耀宝座前面的那个玻璃还完全一样的。
And the image that he described was just like the sea of glass that's described in Revelation 4.
难怪洗礼完的时候他跟我这样讲。
And so it's no wonder that after baptism he told me,
让我再往水里面捡个东西。
He says, Pastor, allow me to go into the water to pick up something.
洗完了他又进去捡呢。
And so after baptism he went in to try to pick up something.
他拿出了我一看是手上是一个石头哎。
And so when I saw what he picked up, it was just a rock.
他就说奇怪了，我刚刚看到那个河底都是那个世上没有的珍珠财宝哎。
And he remarked that it was really strange because he had saw many of the precious jewels when he was standing
哇，感谢主
哎。Over the water.
一个瞎眼的看得到神给他看了异象。
A blind man was able to see by the vision given to him by God.
我们眼睛那么好，我们在看什么？
And our visions are so good, but what are we looking at?
你自己问你自己，我们在看什么？
And so we need to ask ourselves, what do we look at?
都是看美金啊。
Are we all looking at US dollars? Are we all looking at...
难怪看不到这个神特别赏赐的意象哎。
We're keeping our eyes fixed on money, then we're unable to see...
他是一个瞎眼的人哎。
The vision that God has blessed us with.
但是他的内心啊，很快乐哎。
This person was blind, but yet his inner heart was joyful.
过了一个礼拜，我们就到他家拜访啊。
A week later, we visited him at his house.
他讲一句话说，传道，我弹赞美诗给你听啊。
He says, Pastor, I want to talk about the hymns with you.
其他的信徒说：“这个叫瞎子的老人家怎么会弹赞美诗、啊、
？”He wants to play a hymn for the pastor, and people are wondering, "Well, he's blind."
家里有一个简易的这个风琴。
How can he play the hymn?
哎，真的帮他拿来放在他前面。
He had a simple piano or keyboard at his house that he played
the song.
And so he played five hymns consecutively.
很准哎。
And he was very accurate.
我就问他你怎么会的？
So I asked him, how do you know how to play this?
他说女儿女婿都去上班。
He says, my daughter and daughter-in-law are, when they go to work.
然后孙子也去上课。
And when my grandchildren go to school.
他在家里一个人无聊啊。
And so he's home by himself, bored.
结果神差一位天使来陪他。
So God would send an angel to accompany him.
然后教他弹琴。
And teach him how to play this keyboard.
弹五首。
So he played five hymns.
他会弹琴给我们听啊。
And so he played these beautiful hymns for us to hear.
我们眼睛那么好，我们弹几首给人家听啊。
So our eyes are, our eyesight is so good, but how many hymns have we played for others?
所以你想想看，这个都是在圣灵中的一种喜乐。
So if you think about this, these are all the joy that comes in the Holy Spirit.
一个瞎眼几十年的人，神却有办法这样子对他。
Person who was blind for decades, yet God is able to bless him in this way.
他还是瞎眼啊。
He's still blind.
他说感谢主啊，这个神差天使都跟我聊天。叫我弹琴。
But he thanks the Lord for sending him the angel to accompany him to teach him how to play the keyboard.
你在世界要用什么方法找到这种福气啊？没有啊。
So in this world, how can you find this kind of blessing?
只有在耶稣基督里面才能够生发这种事啊。
Only in the Lord Jesus Christ would such things occur.
所以真正的喜乐乃是从神这边赏赐给我们来的。
So true joy is bestowed upon us by the Lord.
所以我们要去经验，也要去体会啊。
We need to come to experience it.
凡事我们奉他的名来寻找他，喜乐就可以满足。
In all that we do in His name, our joy may be made full.
凡事我们就照着他的话行，喜乐就可以很大。
In all things that we do in His name, our joy will be magnified.
凡事我们追求体贴圣灵中的喜乐, 而不是属世上的喜乐, 我们自然就会看到喜乐的见证。
And if we, in all things, if we pursue after to join us in the Holy Spirit and not the happiness of this world, we will bear testimony for that joy.
这是一个很真实的见证。
This is a true testimony.
并且让我们感受到 在主里面才能够得着的一种喜乐的见证。
And it also allows us to experience that true joy that's only able to be obtained in the Lord.
你在你的事业王国这个世界找得到这种喜乐的见证吗？ 找不到。
In the world that we live in, are we able to find this kind of joy?
所以我们虔诚的基督徒应该要认明这个方向。
So as devout Christians, we need to clearly see this direction.
你只要有心，你一样也可以去体会。
If we have the heart, we too can experience this kind of joy. So every time I go visit this old elder brother, he's always very joyful. And his daughter and daughter-in-law are also very joyful. You can feel this kind of joy.
It
only can be experienced in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I remember his testimony clearly. I can't imagine how he can have such a great testimony of joy. But yet it happened on this Christian's life. And we hope that all of our true seeking friends can also experience this kind of joy.
也希望我们的同龄也能够去体验它,
as well as our fellow believers.
追求圣灵中的喜乐就是要得到圣灵和被圣灵充满。
Pursue after the joyfulness in the Holy Spirit is to obtain the Holy Spirit and be filled by it.
所以还没有得到圣灵的，请你务必要认真祷告。
And so if you have not yet received the Holy Spirit, please continue to pray hard.
这位喜乐的源头耶稣基督啊, 祂随时等待着我们要赏赐, 给我们真正的喜乐。
That source and origin of joy, our Lord Jesus Christ, is continually waiting for us to give us that joy.
努力地追求，努力地去体验。
So we need to strive hard to pursue and experience it.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless everyone.
唱诗，我们来唱27首。
Let us rise and sing hymn number 27.
我们要来体验在圣灵。
And in our prayer, let us experience the true joy in the Holy Spirit. And let us seek for the fullness of this joy in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In our prayer, we can meditate upon the Word of God. The Bible says, blessed is the man who meditates upon the Word of the Lord day and night. In our prayer, we must be earnest in our prayer if we truly desire to seek after His joy and His peace. And the ministers laying hands on you will also experience this.
有些人祷告很不太认真。
Some people do not pray very fervently.
不认真，要如何从主那里得到真正的喜乐见证呢？
And it's difficult. How can you receive the testimony of joy in the Lord if you choose not to pray hard?
我们可以用心来体会这位神的大能,
and we can use our heart and this longing to experience God's joy.
我们就认真地向他来祷告祈求嘛。
And so let us pray to God fervently.
不是那种马马虎虎应付应付的祷告态度。
And not have an attitude in our prayer where we're just trying to handle the situation.
得圣灵的可以让圣灵更加充满。
And those with the Holy Spirit can pray to allow the fullness of the Holy Spirit to fill in you.
没有圣灵的可以把握这一次好好地向主祷告祈求。
People who have yet to receive the Holy Spirit, you can pray and ask the Lord for the precious Holy Spirit.
所以我们祷告时眼睛闭起来，双手放在胸前。
So when we pray, we close our eyes, clasp our hands and place it before our body.
然后双膝是跪在神的面前。
And we kneel down before God.
如果您个人行动不方便，可以坐在第一排。
And if your mobility is limited, you can kneel down in the first row.
无论如何，一定要用心的祷告。
But no matter what, please just pray hard.
让我们长子传道会按手在各位的头上。
And the ministers will help you in prayer by helping you lay hands.
目的是要加添我们的心力。
And that purpose is to help strengthen us in our prayer.
求神祝福给我们。
And ask the Lord to bless us.
并且求神成全我们所求的。
And ask the Lord to fulfill and grant what we have asked.
请你要把握住每一次的祷告。
And so please cherish every opportunity
that
we have in prayer.
当你得到圣灵的时候, 你的舌头不由自主地会发出卷舌音。
When you have received the Holy Spirit, your tongue will begin to roll on its own.
你就顺着它。
And just allow it to take course. And you will experience that this true Holy Spirit. And in our prayer, let us also pray for the spiritual convocation and evangelical service in the next few days. May the Lord Jesus Christ, according to his mercy and his love, can bless and bestow upon us all these blessings. And those who wish to receive the laying of hands, please come forward to pray. And please come forward.